Last week, I talked about the true meaning of Easter. If you missed it, please go back and listen to episode 103. Today, I want to talk about change. It has been said that change is the only constant. We know change is a necessary part of life. Seasons change. Day turns into night. Even rocks and our physical bodies change over time. Scripture says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." So, ready or not, we are all going to experience change at some point. And since we can't control the constancy of change, the only thing we can control is how we respond or adapt to it. Adaptability, by definition, is a person's ability to adjust to changes in their environment. Many of us are still experiencing major changes or shifts in our lives after the COVID pandemic. So many are living a new normal because, for most of us, life never went back to how it was before the year 2020. Life looks different now, no matter how much we may want it to go back to the way it was. The only thing we can do going forward is adapt as well as we can to this new normal after COVID. But what happens when and if you don't adapt to change? I read on psychcentral.com that being resistant to change is natural, but there may come a time when it becomes more uncomfortable to stay the same than to move forward, especially if you feel stagnant or stuck, if it limits your growth, if it stifles your creativity, and if it reduces your chances for connection. These responses or reactions to change could translate into lost opportunities for promotions or advancements, acquiring new skill sets, job satisfaction, and healthy relationships. So adapting to change is important because, according to psychcentral.com, it allows us to learn new things, develop new skills, and better understand ourselves and our abilities. You find out, really, that you're more capable than you thought you were. It's kind of like the Winnie the Pooh saying that you are braver than you believe, you're stronger than you seem, you're smarter than you think, and loved more than you'll ever know. Followers of Christ have to embrace change also, because Scripture tells us, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." So, change is natural as well as supernatural. Nobody escapes having to deal with it. The only thing we can do is learn how to be flexible and adaptable rather than resisting or fighting it. That is the only way we will survive the ever-changing world we live in and the ever-evolving people God created us to be. And we know that all change is not good or doesn't feel good when it occurs. In those moments, you have to trust God to show you how to handle or navigate change without bitterness or hatred in your heart. But you have to believe Scripture when it says that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to His purpose, and that God, according to Scripture, has made everything beautiful in its time. I'm going to leave you with a few quotes about change as food for thought. They are: one reason people resist change is because they focus on what they have to give up instead of what they have to gain. Growth is painful, Change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong. If you are not willing to change, then don't expect your life to. I've made some mistakes I can't change, but I changed so I don't make the same mistakes. Your life will change when you realize how temporary every moment is. Your darkest moments are temporary, so you must never, ever give up on yourself when it's raining. Your brightest moments are also temporary, so you have to learn to live in the moment when the sun is shining. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Being a Christian doesn't change what you deal with. It changes how you deal with it. If today's message about change piqued your interest and you want to dig a little deeper and go a little further, please go to the description box or show notes and download the free post-episode reflection activity that will help you personalize today's message and apply it to your life. That is all I have for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.